MRP design. Material requirements planning. MRP design choices include what the planning horizon should be and whether to use a bucketed or bucketless system. MRP planning horizon. It is assumed that when an item is scheduled in the master production schedule, MPS, it is placed in a planning horizon that is at least as far out into the future as the cumulative lead time for the end item. This enables MRP to plan the release and receipt of all purchased and assembled components in time for the final assembly to be completed by the required planned order receipt date. As in master scheduling, the MRP planning horizon should be at least as long as the cumulative lead time of the end item being planned. In fact, planners like to see planned orders just beyond the planning time fence to monitor future requirements, bills of material, and multi-level time phased requirements. Overly long planning horizons are a problem as they can result in plans that lack stability. The further we go into the future, the more we encounter unexpected events that force changes to the material plan. Forecasts also become more and more inaccurate the longer the time frame. Therefore, every effort should be made to reduce component lead times to result in the shortest feasible planning horizon. MRP must reflect the realistic lead time for all components. Multi-level bills of material list all the components that make a product along with their quantities as well as the lower level, S, of subcomponents. With multi-level bills, an MPS scheduled item that has an insufficient planning horizon can result in some adverse consequences. When bills of material are exploded, the impact of the unrealistically short planning horizon is felt most at the lowest level. The available lead time will be less than the required lead time offset. Expediting, which drives up costs, will be necessary. Unrealistically short planning horizons may prevent companies from taking advantage of economic lot sizes. Instead, when planning horizons consider multi-level time phase requirements, this enables material planners to make long-range and short-range material plans that support both company needs and supplier constraints. Bucketed MRP systems. MRP summarizes a number of days of data in time buckets. In most industries, these buckets reflect days or weeks. There may be a mix of different lengths to permit both short and long-term planning. For example, the buckets may be daily for the first few weeks, weekly for the next few months, and monthly for the final months of the planning horizon. A service environment, such as a restaurant, could even have more detailed buckets at the short-term end, such as buckets that help differentiate requirements for breakfast, lunch, and dinner periods. Bucketless MRP systems. Bucketless MRP systems are far more commonly used than bucketed systems. In bucketless MRP, the planning bucket is one day and only days with associated events are displayed. The system will process and display demand and planned order quantities by date rather than by longer buckets of time. Only dates that contain relevant information are shown. Days where no events occur are omitted from the display. If a specific action is required, the system specifies the exact date rather than just listing the week in which it needs to be done. This decreases some of the problems caused by timing and allows more precise maintenance of lead times. In this way, it enables more accurate time phasing of activities. For these reasons, bucketless MRP systems are more popular than bucketed MRP systems, but bucketed systems are still a good tool to use in learning the logic of MRP, since the logic is the same in either case. In Exhibit 4-82 below, you can see an example of a bucketless system for part number 12345. Here we can see that the MRP grid emits June 2nd, as there are no actions scheduled for that day. All actions are given their own row in the grid. Exhibit 4-82. Bucketless MRP example.